It's the Nick 10 Whip Around on RockRiverCurrent.com.
Welcome back to the Nick 10 Whip Around podcast here on RockRiverCurrent.com. We are back for week 10 of the podcast, also known as the round one playoff recap, as we are officially in the playoffs in the fall, which is the first time in at least 2 years now. So nice little breath of fresh air with high school teams finally in the playoff brackets, trying to make their way down to DeKalb for the state championship for each class. So it's just kind of nice to see these teams back in playoff action. I know it was a weird fall last year, no football action for high school sports. And then the springtime, half of the teams in the area had to end their season earlier due to COVID-19 protocols. And now we're officially all the way into the season. So far, not many hiccups along the way. Some teams are eliminated, of course, either not making the playoffs, a first-round exit. We're going to get to that momentarily. And, of course, there are a lot of teams still available, still alive in the playoff bracket in the local area. So, of course, we're going to lead off with our big scoreboard around the area between all the different classes. Then we're going to look ahead to round two, who our local teams are playing in round two of the playoffs and who their opponent defeated in round one to get to the position they're in today. So we're going to break down some of those matchups and, of course, end the podcast like we do each week, talking about some of the local players that used to be here doing big things, now doing big things either on Saturday afternoons or Sunday afternoons. So just some of those local players. We even talk a little bit some NBA, again, with some local players. I think you know where I'm heading with Fred VanVleet. We're going to discuss him and another player from the area that's actually in the NBA currently as well. So we got all that stuff coming up. There's no better way to start off the podcast than with our big scoreboard around the area for round one of the IHSA playoff bracket. We're going to start off in Class A with the 6-seed Lena Winslow defeating the 11-seed Aurora Christian, both ranked in 1A. 54-7 the final score. The Panthers had no trouble at all as Lena Winslow moves on. Fulton shuts out Rabby 42-0. The 3-seed Forreston takes care of the 14-seed Galena 22-14. Close game there, both NUIC schools. Now Forreston will move on to play Lena Winslow, the 6-seed, in the round two of the playoffs. Moving up to Class 3A, the number one overall seed Byron takes care of Catalyst Maria 58-0 there. Number two seed Princeton defeats North Boone, the 15-seed. Unfortunately, just made the playoffs last week of the regular season at getting a big win over Oregon. But unfortunately, their season ends in an early playoff first-round exit, losing 47-14, the final score for the Vikings. Number three seed Dupec having a nice year as they defeat another former Big Northern team in Dota, the 14-seed, 44-0, the final score in that game. Dupec just looks as strong as ever in the Class 3A bracket. Class 4A, the number one four overall seed in the northern part of the bracket, Genoa Kingston shuts out the 13-seed Bogan 59-0. The 7-seed Stillman Valley Cardinals get a big win over Hyde Park, the 10-seed, 62-14, the final score by the Cardinals. And then the 6-seed Phillips takes care of the 11-seed Dixon, fortunately, 50-26. I know the Dixon Dukes got off to a really hot start, one of the more explosive offenses in the entire area, not just the Big Northern Conference, but then they had to play Byron. Then they had to play Genoa Kingston. Then they had to play Stillman Valley, and it just tough opponents as they kind of fizzled out towards the end of the year, but unfortunately, an early first-round playoff exit there. Moving up to the Class 5A bracket, the 9-seed Sycamore takes care of the 8-seed Evergreen Park 48-21. Rochelle defeats Peyton 36-3. The 10-seed Boylan Titans goes on the road and takes care of number 7-seed Brooks 41-8. Class 6A, the 16-seed East High School unfortunately falls short, losing to the number one overall seed in the northern part of the 6A bracket, Cary Grove, by the final score of 42-8. The ERAB season is officially, unfortunately, over. The 9-seed Grays Lake Central takes care of the 8-seed Belvedere North 27-22. Close game there. Also kind of a controversial ending. Belvedere North, well, Grays Lake Central's drive, they were driving down the field, and the drive got extended due to a pass interference call that you be the judge of it. You can go online. And I know Scott Lieber tweeted on his social media. You can go on there and check it out if you didn't already see it on the newscast. But a questionable call, you can go on there and you can decide for yourself whether or not it was the right call or not made by the referees. But the call pass interference against Belvedere North that set Grays Lake Central to keep their drive going as they eventually went on to go win against the Blue Thunder 27-22. Number three seed Harlem takes care of Crystal Lake South, the 14 seed, 64-39. I mean, talk about a big win for the Huskies, a huge win on paper, but just a couple of quick side notes from that game. Harlem snapped their 9-game playoff losing streak. They've struggled a lot in the playoffs. They've been a dominant regular season team, riding an 8-game win streak, now improved that to a 9-game win streak so far. One of the hottest teams in the area, 9-1 now overall on the season, but they did snap their 9-game playoff losing streak. Just a tough break that the Huskies were finally able to break through, and they were just dominant because they also had 521 rushing yards. 521 rushing yards. Just absolutely dominated Crystal Lake South, which I know they allowed over 500 rushing yards. They also scored 39 points, so not a bad football team. Harlem was just very, very good in this game. They also had over 600 total yards of offense. I mean, just a true dominant performance by the Harlem Husky, Adrian Paulos and company. Now moving up to Class 7A, the 2 seed, the number 2 overall seed in the northern part of the 7A bracket, Hananiga takes care of the 31 overall seed, Plainfield East, 43-22, the final score there. Now looking ahead to Week 11, or also known as Round 2 of the high school football playoffs. Now going back to the 1A, number 2 seed Ottawa will be taking on the 7 seed Fulton in round 2. Now Ottawa defeated Princeville 32-7 back in round 1. So now Fulton will have a tough matchup versus the 2 overall seed in the northern part of 1A bracket. And I mentioned before another NUIC matchup for Forreston. They defeated Galena last week 22-14. Now they get to play Lena Windsor, who looked really strong against Aurora Christian a week ago, winning 54-7. Now those two teams will score off. The 6 seed Lena Windsor will travel into the 3 seed Forreston. Forreston won the regular season matchup, so again, that's just something you want to monitor moving forward. The Class 3A, the number 1 overall seed Byron, will be taking on Lyle, the number 8 seed. Lyle defeated Chicago Carver, 49-0 in their first round game. And that was a matchup of the 8 seed versus the 9 seed in the northern part of the 3A bracket. So again, that was a tough matchup, and Lyle did it with easily 49-0 there as Byron goes on to win. Number 3 seed Dupec, just again a nice year. They looked really dominant so far. I'll tell you what, I know they played teams like Lena Winslow, they played teams like Forreston, they played good teams. This will be their toughest matchup of the season. IC Catholic, the 6th seed, they're a very good team. They're always in the playoffs every year. They always give Byron good games. They have defeated Byron over the last few years. I mean, this is a team that is very tough to beat. Now, IC Catholic defeated Monmouth 55-8, the final score in the first round there. So again, that's a matchup you're going to want to circle. Dupec, hopefully, again, this is a team that's been towards the bottom of the NUIC standings for many, many years. And this year, last year they looked kind of strong towards the second half. This year, they really picked off where they left off a year ago. Really good team. Hunter Hoffman, a great quarterback. They have a really good defense. Dupec is a strong team, but big matchup versus IC Catholic, the 6th seed in the Class 3A bracket. Moving up to the 4A, the number 4 seed Genoa Kingston will be taking on the number 5 seed Wheaton St. Francis. Now, St. Francis defeated Notre Dame of Peoria. They defeated in round 1, by the final score of 41-31, so it was a nice 10-point victory, but again, you got that number 4 versus number 5 seed matchup in round 2 in Wheaton St. Francis going up against the Cogs of Genoa Kingston. Number 7 seed Simla Valley Cardinals. They looked strong, had a tough week 1 loss to Byron. I always talk about that. Then they went on a roll, went on about a 7-game win streak before they lost the last regular season game to Genoa Kingston. They bounced back nicely last week as they go on to defeat Hyde Park 62-14. They looked really good, and I'll tell you what, they have to build on that victory versus Hyde Park because now they're playing the 2 seed Richmond Burton, who defeated Chicago Sullivan in round 1 at 56-0. Again, Richmond Burton is another team that is very good in this area. They made the playoffs for many, many years, and they go far in the playoffs. So again, Simon Valley versus Byron was a tough matchup. Simon Valley versus Joan Kingston was a tough matchup. Now you have another one. So far, they've lost 2 of those tough matchup games. Now you play the 2 seed in the Class 4A bracket. Yeah, 4A bracket, Richmond Burton. So again, tough matchup there. The 5A bracket, the 9 seed Sycamore defeated the 8 seed Evergreen Park last week. Now they get to play the number 1 overall seed in the Class 5A bracket in the northern part, Glenbard South. So it's going to be a tough matchup there. They defeat Chicago Noble 41-14 by the final score there. It's a tough match. You're playing the number 1 overall seed, so good luck Sycamore in that game. Number 5 seed Rochelle Now, a little bit of a surprise here. Number 5 seed Rochelle will be taking on the 13th seed Chicago St. Patrick, who stunned the 5 seed last week, or excuse me, the 4 seed Sterling, 44-14, the final score. That wasn't even a close game. 44-14, they defeated the 4 seed Sterling last week, Chicago St. Patrick. That's a good football team. Now you get to play Rochelle. Rochelle's going to have their hands full next week. Boylan, the number 10 seed, another shocker, will be taking on the 15th seed Maple Park, who defeated the 3 seed Caneland last week, 50-14. Again, a not a close game, a blowout upset in round one for Maple Park of Caneland. That's going to be a tough matchup for Boylan. Now, I know they defeated Brooks in round one, 41-8 with ease, the 7th seed. Now you get to play the 15th seed. I know Boylan's going to be the better favorite, right? That's going to be a tough team. I mean, Maple Park took care of the 3 seed or 4 seed last week, so tough matchup for the Titans. We'll see what they can do coming up this week. Moving up to the Class 6A bracket, the 3 overall seed, Harlem Huskies, riding that 9-game win streak I talked about, over 600 yards of total offense last week versus Crystal Lake South, also 521 rushing yards. Now they get to play the 6 seed Lake Forest, who defeated their round one matchup 27-6, the final score there. So again, the 6 seed Lake Forest will be traveling to the 3 seed McChesney Park to take on the Harlem Huskies. Finally, in the Class 7A, the 15 seed Perkin, who defeated Libertyville 28-14, the final score in the first round. Now they get to travel to Rockton to take on the 2 seed Hunanigan Indians. That's going to be a big time matchup for Hunanigan. Hopefully, they look 9-0 on the year. They look really good. Excuse me, not 9-0. Yeah, 9-0. They're undefeated still. So again, they'll look to defeat Perkin here in the second round as they hopefully continue their undefeated streak. Now that pretty much wraps it up for the high school portion of it. Now I want to talk about some of the players that used to be doing big things here at the next level in the high school area, now doing big things either on college football Saturdays or in the NFL on Sunday or Sunday night, Monday night, whatever, Thursday night, all the different NFL nights. Quickly with the FCS, the McShane brothers over in Freeport. Vince McShane, 11 carries for 40 yards. Deion McShane, 4 receptions for 41 yards in Northern Iowa, is a big win over Southern Illinois, 23-16, the final score there. The Salukis of Southern Illinois were 6-2 on the year, while Northern Iowa improves to 5-3 on the season. Now, moving up to the FBS level, Syracuse defeats Boston College 21-6. Joshua Black was a big part of that Syracuse defense. 3 tackles, 1 solo in the game. He's had a great career. Again, it's his senior year. He has a few more games left in college before he tries to make that next leap to the NFL, the former Harlem defensive end. Joshua Black's had a nice career there, but 3 tackles, 1 solo, not bad for a good performance as a defense overall for Syracuse, one of the team leaders on that Syracuse Orange defense. Moving over to the Big Ten, Wisconsin takes care of a ranked top 10 team, Iowa, 27-7, the final score there. Tyler Ellsbury, we talked about Byron trying to make it far in the playoffs. Tyler Ellsbury, the former offensive tackle for Byron, now with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Rutgers defeats Illinois 20-14. Verdarian Lowe had a nice career. Set a record last week in that crazy 9 overtime game on the road versus Penn State, where Illinois somehow ended up shocking the Penn State Nittany Lions. Verdarian Lowe set a record for the most career starts for an Illinois offensive lineman. Moving over to the NFL level, the Packers, 2 games they played since we've had our last podcast. Last Sunday, they defeated the Washington football team 24-10. Now, on Thursday night, crazy ending, A.J. Green did not look for the ball in the end zone, which was eventually picked off by Rasul Douglas, who's had been a nice find for the Packers. That defense has been really well. They've played really well since the injuries to their star cornerback in Jair Alexander and their pass rusher, Za'Darius Smith. They've actually been pretty well as Green Bay defeats Arizona 24-21, ending their undefeated chances of finishing the season undefeated for Arizona. 24-21, the final score there for the Packers. Now, in that span, Dean Lowry, former Boylan standout, went to Northwestern, was a standout there. In the last 2 games, 8 tackles, 5 of them solo, 1 tackle for loss, a sack and a half, and a fumble recovery that you could argue was an interception, but still, Dean Lowry has produced. He's been really dominant for that defensive front for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, Kenny Clark is helping him out a ton, but Dean Lowry is also constantly in that backfield trying to create havoc for an opposing offense, opposing quarterback. He's played really well as of late. The Jaguars had a bye week, so Dan Arnold and James Robinson did not play, so we'll talk about them on the next podcast. The Falcons defeat the Dolphins 30-28, the final score. Robert Jones, the former East offensive lineman, getting things done for the Dolphins, unfortunately falling just short, losing by 2 to the Falcons. Now, quickly moving over to the NBA. Yes, the former Auburn point guard Fred VanVleet threw 7 games so far this year in the NBA, averaging 38 minutes played. He's playing a lot of minutes, averaging 17 points a game, 5 rebounds, 7.3 assists, and 1.8 steals, as the Raptors are currently 4-3 on the year, 1 game above 500 after a big win Saturday night versus the Pacers. Freddie's getting it done. It's now officially his team. Kyle Lowry was traded in the offseason to Miami. Fred VanVleet, this is his team in Toronto. We'll see what they can do this year. Also, another local player in the NBA from Dixon High School. That's right, Isaiah Roby, the standout at Nebraska University, now with Oklahoma City Thunder for his second year, power forward / small forward, just forward overall. Through 5 games this year, OKC has struggled, or 1-4 on the year, but Isaiah Roby had a better year last year so far. He's kind of off to a rough start here, averaging about 13 minutes played, which isn't bad, 8 points per game, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist through 5 games this year. Again, OKC is not supposed to compete this year. They're not supposed to win, but Isaiah Roby getting meaningful minutes in the NBA, the former Dixon standout, now pairing with Fred VanVleet. We have 2 local players in the NBA. I mean, it's pretty cool. Now we got NFL players, we got NBA players, we got college football players. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just the line continues for this pipeline for the 815 area. Anyways, that pretty much does it for the Nick 10 Whip Around podcast. Again, I'm your host, Air Jordan Goldie, back with you next week, recapping round 2 of the high school football playoffs. Again, check out our podcast online on rockrivercurrent.com. Again, that does it for a podcast, the Nick 10 Whip Around. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your high school football round 2 of the playoffs.
That's the Nick 10 Whip Around. Get caught up at rockrivercurrent.com/podcasts.